Karen's got a house now, somewhere by the water. It's quiet and dark, but she's happy, so I can only wish her well. I'm still a dreamer, stuck with myself all the time. Can I go now? Don't make me beg, make me believe. It's no mistake when I see nothing belongs to me now. Take me out and show me a future that sparkles and shines. I want to leave now. Don't make me beg, make me believe. It's no mistake when I see nothing belongs to me.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Handsome in Orange. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO, and I'm joined, everybody, by the one, the only, Alexa Pill.
Hi, guys. For you who don't know me, I once was a co-host. I mean, I technically still am.
You are still a co-host.
This is maybe my third show of the whole year, so it's really great to be on air with you all.
How have you
been? Hey, I've been
great. So do you want to tell us a little bit about why you were gone for such an extended period of time?
So I actually was imprisoned. I'm joking. Can I say that?
No, I think that's
my
fine.
Appendix ruptured. And before that, I was just lazy, and I'm going to, yeah.
But the appendix was, like, a pretty big deal.
It was serious, guys.
If I remember correctly, if my memory serves me right.
Not to play into the hypochondriac's mindset, but, guys, if you have lower right quadrant pain, go see your pediatrician.
Please go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, we were just telling her, because we kind of fed into her little delusion.
Yeah, they did, my
friends.
We
weren't helping it at all.
They were, no, they said it's, yeah, we all thought it was just period cramps. And anyways, it ended up being very
arduous
surgery.
So, ladies, if you think you have period cramps, you probably don't.
It's definitely an appendicitis.
That's a lie. But anyways, our next song. So we kind of got inspired by our friend in the last hour, Acoustic Ceiling. And we're going to play some jazz. This is Stomping Out the Subway by Christian Blaming. And then the show is kind of just going to be a lot of music that we've been finding, you know, proper fit for the summer. I feel like, I don't know about you, but the summer makes me sad. So kind of some of my songs are a little sad. I wish I wasn't this way. I wish I was different.
Yeah. Don't we all?
We all do. We sure all do. All right. So this is going to be Stomping at the Subway. And we're going to go into some Anorak, a little Arcade Fire maybe, some SoCo, Banks, Silver Jews, we'll see. We hope you enjoy, and we'll be back to talk. You know, you've missed Alexa's voice.
Yes, everybody remembers me.
Yeah, now you remember her, okay? So
enjoy, guys.
Enjoy this one. Thank you.
talking about success. I'm talking about happiness.
Hello everyone, today we have a fresh fruit PSA for you all. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for blackberries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oof, oof, she killed that. Thank you for reading us that amazing PSA, Alexa.
You're so welcome.
You
guys
did wonderful. I've been listening to a lot of Tana Mojo's podcast lately. I've been listening to a lot of her podcast, and they always have like these weird ad reads where they're like, "Do you?" They're like, "Do you wear underwear?"
"Do you shower?"
I'm like, holy moly, who's watching this and is like, oh
this
my
is
god,
it for me.
It's me. Yeah. She's talking to me. Whenever you read a PSA, or whenever I read a PSA, it's like I'm practicing for when I have to do an ad read in my future, because, you know, we're both going to be big on the radio.
Oh, no, it's so true, yeah. Soon it will be like, can I name drop brands?
No. Probably not. But we I have a few in mind.
Brands like Handsome and Orange, we're going to have merch. No,
that's illegal.
Sorry, guys. This is a public WMFO radio.
Yeah, this is a public radio station, Alexa. It's for the people.
For educational purposes only.
Speaking of educational purposes, let's talk about Barbie. Because that incredible. And
We pre-planned that we wanted to talk about Barbie, okay?
Don't tell them that. They don't need to know that.
Sorry, everybody.
But the Barbie soundtrack, I'm literally pulling up one of the songs. It's called Angel. It's by Pink Pantheress. And it is so good. And Alexa and I are so excited. Well,
yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes, we're
excited.
So excited. We're going to wear pink. We're going to go to the theater.
Well, my question is, should we do the Barbie Oppenheimer's double feature?
Barbie. Yeah, I like that. I think that's the perfect contrast.
Well, you know, Cillian Murphy?
No. Oh, maybe I do. Is he the guy from that?
I just narrowed my eyes at her in the studio.
Is he a guy from that movie?
Oh, yeah, that movie.
I know what I'm talking about.
No, he's in
Peaky
Inceptions
Blinders?
And Peaky Blinders. Yeah,
I know that guy. Yeah. Okay,
he's the main character.
Guy?
And guys, this Justin, I saw Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid in Oppenheimer.
I bet she was going to say that she saw the Frank Ocean pics. Guys, we have unreleased pictures of Frank Ocean.
You can't say that to them.
Someone's mom saw Frank Ocean on vacation, and we have unreleased photos of him.
So she sent these pictures to us of Frank Ocean
literally
himself.
Frank Ocean.
And
at
I have
beach.
No idea how to act. I'm like, Alexa has seen me. I've had like a panic attack about these pictures because they are so, like,
they're clear.
We can't show
you can tell that it's Frank Ocean, guys.
No, it's like, because, y'all, Frank Ocean is a little recluse.
Sneaky guy. Yeah.
No one knows where he is. And
We know where he is.
We know where he is. Guys, you don't understand how much we know, and you don't.
How much we know about where he is. His address. His phone number.
Yeah, we're friends with Frank.
Yeah, we love Frank. Mr. Ocean.
Yeah, Frank, if you're listening.
That's his real name, right?
Mr. Ocean.
Fake fan, guys. I'm a fake fan.
No, his real name is Frank.
But what's his real, like, full government name?
Frank Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, Frank. Frank Knights. White Ferrari. Oh, Siegfried Ocean. Yeah.
Guys, so.
Good night.
That's kind of all I had to say. Well, not really. I mean, we could go on for hours
we
about
could.
Barbie.
Well, guys, we should like this video. No, I'm just kidding. Text us in the chat if you think we should start a podcast and you would listen.
Yep. Because we've been thinking about it. So this is what I was saying to Alex in the car earlier. We talk so much and just, it's like we live together, if you guys didn't know.
We're housemates.
We're roommates. And
yes, they were roommates.
So we kind of hang out all the time and it's exhausting. Let me tell you.
Yeah, she made me come today. Like, I was like, I kind of need some alone time. She's like, no, be a guest.
I love how you are a guest, quote unquote, even though your name is on the show. No, but I was saying, basically, when we talk, like when we hang out, we talk about the craziest stuff. Like last night, we had a whole discussion about religion,
animal rights.
We had like spirituality and metaphysics in there.
Yeah.
Just because basically I was exposed for being a ghost believer, a supporter in ghosts. I'm pro ghosts.
Guys, we're pro ghosts. And if you are too,
call in. Tell us your ghost stories, because I have a couple. And maybe we could do an episode. Maybe we could share
a ghost episode.
Yeah, near Halloween, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
do a spooky ookie episode.
And we'll scream and say boo.
Yeah, and you guys will get so scared, and we'll tell the scariest ghost stories ever, and you won't be able to sleep. Yeah, I hope that happens. Anyways.
Hey, everybody.
Bye. Anyways, bye. We're going to play this new song on the Barbie album. It's called Angel. And then after that, we're going to play Looking for Love by The Legends, Random Rules by The Silver Jews, and Someone Get That Grill Out of the Rain by MJ Lenderman. That's Alexa. That's an Alexa classic. This is an Alexa heavy episode because we missed
her. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's me, Alexa.
I'm here. I have a ribbon. Alrighty. I hope you all enjoy this song very much.
Anybody can. Oh,
Hey guys, we know that this, I know this song is incredible and you definitely want to hear the rest of it because I do, but we just wanted to shout out and say hello to our co-host, Megan Reimer.
Our third musketeer.
We miss her very dearly so in the studio.
She's in Chi-Town.
She is in Chi-Town, and a little birdie told me she's in the car with her mom right now,
listening.
And they're listening. So we love you, Reimer family. We miss you guys very deeply. This is also The Fear by The Shins.
Yes.
And we enjoy, hope you enjoy.
Recommend any songs. Bye.
Thank you. to love you. When I know in my heart that I want to, I've been putting you down when you aren't around. I'm letting you down every day. I've been messing around when you're out of town. Why do I keep on running away? I'm a part-time lover and I'm never there.
Hello, everybody. That was, sorry, let me get that name out. That was Late Nights and Heartbreak by Hannah Williams and the Affirmations. That song is incredible. I really like it. Came up on my Discover Weekly. Shout out to Spotify again. I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you know half the music is from my Discover Weekly. But we also wanted to say a quick happy birthday to one Miss Reimer, Mrs. Reimer, I guess. Happy birthday, Megan's mom. We know you're listening. We love you because you made Megan. Alexa just tested out her microphone over there. one story we wanted to share. Your mic is on, my sweet girl.
Oh my gosh, sorry guys. Happy birthday, maids, mom. You're the best.
You're the best. You made someone really cool.
Yeah, you did.
And we were thinking, because that song that we just played, it was called Someone Get the Grill Out of the Rain. Someone Get That Grill Out of the Rain. And we wanted to share a little story.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, yeah. We were in Cape Cod for 4th of July. Me and Alexa went because we're cute and we're roommates. And we were cooking. And I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but 4th of July poured. It was pouring rain. And so all of our burgies got super wet and we ate really wet burgies.
Yeah, wet beef.
Wet beef.
Yum. And it was actually really good. Shout out Sophia's dad.
Yeah, shout out Seth Reynolds. You make a fire burger.
It was really good.
Potato rolls are what do the trick.
Rolls.
Yeah, everybody listening, if you want a good burger, use potato rolls. They're better just actively.
Actively. They don't sit down and be better. They're running around better. Jumping around better.
They're real active, those potato pies. They don't make you active, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So belated 4th of July.
Yeah, happy belated 4th of July. Happy birthday, Mrs. Reimer.
To lovely Miss Reimer.
Oh my gosh, I know her name.
Miss Reimer?
What's her name? Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Miss Reimer.
Megan, help us. We don't remember her name. I think it's like Christy or Krista. It's something with a Chris. We love you so much. We're so sorry we don't remember your name. but anyways, next up we have some Frank Ocean. As we mentioned, we know a lot more about Frank Ocean than you guys do. Again, shout out Megan Reimer.
Kristen.
It was Kristen.
Her beautiful mom, Kristen. Sorry,
beautiful Chris. Mother, Chris. Kristen. Chris, we love you. But yeah, also shout out to the Reimer family for giving us those awesome pictures of Frank Ocean. You're jealous, listeners. Anyways, this is Pink and White by Frank Ocean. Then we're going to move in to a little transition song. This one's from Alexa. It's called Emotional Crank. And then we'll do some Blood Orange.
It's called Emotional Crank. Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's a lo-fi beat.
Funny.
Please enjoy it.
It is a lo-fi
yes,
beat.
It's
anyone
a mix.
Know lo-fi hip-hop girl?
Lo-fi hip-hop girl. That is me.
That is Alexa.
No, that's a farce. Keep
no,
going.
She.
Sorry,
that's
everyone.
The girl
sorry,
in the
everyone.
Video.
Please
it's
forgive
Alexa.
Me.
But anyways, after that, again, Blood Orange, maybe some Kowloon. We're almost done with the show, though, so I think we'll probably hear about 2 or 3 songs. And then we'll finish it out for you guys. We hope you've enjoyed thus far. This is Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Feel south up north. north, getting cold soon. But wait, is we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose diving the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me, you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love.
Hello, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed the show today. Sorry about that little technical difficulty. The technology just spit out, can't play song. And again,
it was a close one.
It was a close one. But again, I'll say I hate technology. Down with it. That's my final message of the show. But anyways, we hope you've enjoyed. We've had a lot of fun today in the studio. This is Handsome in Orange. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Alexa. Thanks so much for listening.
We hope you have a wonderful Saturday. And that's all from us, guys.